Try your hand at FCE, Units 13 and 14. Paper 4.
I called this meeting to discuss the disappearance of the statue in the city park. There have been some hypotheses about who stole it, and we want to air them with the village citizens and ask you all for more information. Would you like to start, Mr. Barton?
Well, I was in my grocery store all day, which y'all know is right across the street from the park. I have a good view of the entire park, even though I can't see the statue itself, because it's concealed by a group of trees. Anyway, I'm sure that the theft couldn't have occurred during the day. It must have been at night.
Well, I'm not so sure, Mr. Barton.
Why, Sheila? Why don't you think it was at night?
I'm quite positive that it did occur during the day, because while I was mowing the grass in the park yesterday morning, the statue was certainly there. But in the evening when I went to water the flowers, I don't remember seeing it, so it must have been gone by then.
Thank you, Sheila. And what about you, Matt? Did you see the statue while you were delivering the mail?
I'm not really sure, you know. I go by the park pretty often, and I'm almost certain that yesterday around noon, the statue was there. But it might not have been. I just can't remember.
That's not much help. Ms. Hammerton, you take the children to the park sometimes, don't you?
Well, yes, I do. We go there after lunch to play a bit during the break from lessons. We went there yesterday, as usual, and the statue couldn't have been stolen before that, because it was there when the kids and I were playing in the park. Johnny hit it with a baseball. I remember that exactly, because I got angry with him.
Oh, that's something very important.
Wait a minute.
Yes, Dr. Stewart?
Well, during the night, a couple of people, a man and a woman, came to my office to have the man's arm fixed. It seems he had cut it. He said that he'd been doing some gardening during the night because it was too hot to do it during the day. Those two people might have been the thieves, and he could have cut his arm while taking the statue.
Yes, that's probably right. It must have been them. Doctor, can you describe the two people, please?
Yes, I can. The man was very tall, and he was bald. He had a mustache and a beard, though. The woman was beautiful, blonde hair and blue eyes, wearing a long summery dress and sandals.
Hey, those two people are staying at my B&B.
Are they there now, Mrs. Jones?
Yes, I just gave them dinner. Let's see, their names are Sanders and Queen.
Fine. I'll go and question them then. Thanks a lot, everybody.